Okay, I have selected number four. Please tell us how you celebrate the month of December. Okay, number one thing is I embrace the festive spirit of December by decorating our home with twinkling lights, colorful ornaments, and a beautifully adorned Christmas tree, creating a warm and inviting atmosphere rather for friends and family to enjoy. Number two is to celebrate the holiday season by gathering loved ones around the table for a delicious feast, savoring traditional dishes and sharing meaningful conversations and fostering a sense of togetherness and gratitude. Number three is to take advantage of the colder weather by engaging in outdoor activities like ice skating or building a snowman or simply cozy up indoors with a cup of hot cocoa, a good book, and cherish holiday movies, creating memorable moments that capture the essence of December. All right, so as the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen if Brion threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. "This is the best road. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you." Amy handed the pen back to Brion. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brion's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he is my brother. I shouldn't be angry all the time. And he is doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brianne. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brianne nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his callous, dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.